Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me today. And I was just waiting before the Lord before beginning to make this broadcast, and I was thinking of, the visions, the dreams that I've shared in my heart, had in my heart for many, many decades. And I know it is one that was in Brother Glass's heart, that it's obvious, and it's not just our voice that has been voiced over the decades, but you're hearing it everywhere, that it is very apparent because of the times in which we're living that the return of Jesus is getting very, very, very close. And we would be in error to, as others have done in the past, to try to set a date or a time. But beloved, we can know the season, and we can see that as prophecy is being fulfilled, especially in relation to the nation of Israel, that we can know that the time of the Gentiles, our time, is drawing to a close, and with that, the very grace of God. Beloved, we're living in times in which the eternal destinies of men are being decided. It is of utmost and extreme importance when you really consider, you know, most of it, we just go through our daily lives and we don't really realize the significance, the consequence of our actions, of what we do or don't do. But beloved, none of us have a guarantee of tomorrow. Remember what Jesus said, that parable he gave about the wealthy man? He said, well, you know, I think I'll just tear down my barns and build bigger ones. That's what I'll do so I can accommodate all the blessings, all the wealth that I have gained in my life. And the Lord said, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. We can be in the best of health. We can be advanced in years or young in years. We never know when our life could be taken. We have no control over, you know, we can't add a cubit to our height. We can't add a bit, one hair to our head, although I don't know if they've got hair technologies now that they say can grow hair. But the fact of the matter is, our destiny, our lives are in God's hands. And we have to realize the seriousness of the hour in which we are living, beloved. And I'd like to read a few passages, the first five verses of chapter 8 in the book of Revelation. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. Unto them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Beloved, this is at the time of the end. And obviously, there is a real drama happening before the throne of God, and that involves the prayers of the saints of God. In Joel chapter 2 and Acts chapter 2, we find, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and terrible day of the Lord come. Beloved, the book of Revelation, which you and I hold in our hands, that final book of our Bible, it will be fulfilled to the letter in the days to come. For we are truly living in the last days. And in the days, I believe, in which we shall see the mighty moving of God, as well as the wrath of God poured out upon this earth. But before all the judgment, these judgments will come, before the final judgments are decreed and declared, there's going to be a gathering in of the harvest, and there will be a new revival in the earth. Beloved, I believe that with all of my heart, because God is a God of love, a God of mercy. The scripture says there are multitudes in the valley of decision. Jesus also said, broad is the way and wide is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the path that leads to life everlasting. We're living in the closing moments of time, and it is a time, I believe, that every single human heart, because God is a just, a fair, and a loving God, will have opportunity to make a choice for the Lord. They will have an opportunity to respond to the gospel. For many, you may have loved ones. It took being on their deathbed, or perhaps in a coma, but they, by some slight squeeze of the hand, by some slight way, a blinking of the eyes, they were able to acknowledge that they, before they passed into that eternal realm, they were willing to accept that great salvation that is offered in Jesus Christ. And beloved, I believe this revival is going to be quite different from any other in the history of humankind. Why? Because it is the final closing moments of time, and the operation, the manifestation, and the administration of the Holy Spirit of God will cause such a spiritual awakening, such a powerful spiritual moving, that it will take the world by surprise. And only those who are praying and watching and who will accept the Lord Jesus Christ shall experience the mighty moving of the Spirit of God. Jesus said, the fields are white unto harvest. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And beloved, God will move even in supernatural ways and means. There are areas, Muslim countries, countries in the Middle East, where the gospel cannot be preached on penalty of death, imprisonment. And yet there are supernatural wonders going on. People are seeing Jesus, that there's divine intervention in the lives of those who don't have opportunity in terms of our conventional ways to hear the gospel. Why? Because God is a God of love. And beloved, we are on it. Only God knows the divine clock that we're on. We're in the closing moments of the midnight hour, if you will. It's ready to strike midnight. And we don't know how much time we have. And so, beloved, that's not to put fear in our hearts, but it is going to cause each of us, you and I, to look at our lives, to make an evaluation, to consider our ways, as it's the prophet Haggai said to the people of Israel, and to do whatever we can, that we would be fully surrendered to God and allow Him to use us in whatever way He desires. Beloved, not everyone is called to stand behind a pulpit, to minister behind a microphone, but the people, the lives you can touch, no one else can reach. So you are vitally important in this final great move of God. And I believe this revival will be a revival of salvation as never before, unprecedented divine healing, the operation of the divine gifts of the Spirit with miracles and manifestations of the divine power of the Most High God. True, the kingdoms of this world shall be judged, but God is a merciful God, and He is sounding the call throughout the world, through this broadcast, which is heard on the World Wide Web, and through other God-ordained, God-anointed ministries, that there is salvation found in no other name but in the name of Jesus, and that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Beloved, it is through you and me, dear Christian friend, we must work now while it is day, for the night cometh in which no man can work. The judgment of God is decreed and ordained for those who are rebellious. In fact, it's always blown my mind as you read the Revelation. I mean, there's angels flying in the heavens, supernatural signs and judgments actually being poured out on the rebellious, and still they won't acknowledge God. They won't call out to God in repentance. To me, that's just, it's staggering. I can hardly conceive of it, but the Word says that is the case. For those whose hearts are so hardened, to those who are reprobate, they want nothing to do with God. Beloved, God's wrath is going to come to pass on this earth, and woe be to the inhabitants of the earth who have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe the Word when He said in the last days He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Beloved, we're living in glorious times. We're living in times that the prophets spoke of. We're living in times that we have been privileged. Sometimes you might feel overwhelmed. Your spirit, as that of righteous Lot, might be vexed with the evil we see on every hand. But God ordained you and I to be alive in this hour, and He will keep us, and He has a purpose for us to do our part in this great revival and harvest that is coming. Praise God. Well, I will continue and conclude on tomorrow's broadcast, but I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. Beloved, we need to be zealous for the Lord. I'm praying that the fire of our first love will be so kindled that all lukewarmness would be removed from the body of Christ, and that we would be, the zeal of the Lord would fill our hearts. Amen. Is that your desire? I pray, I trust that it is. God love your heart. I am praying for you every day. UCM Partners, I love you. Thank you for your faithfulness. And for my radio family, I remember you in prayer every day. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.